This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, February 10th, 2012. I'm Caleb Brown. What's more important, sending a loud signal about your own compassion or actually providing the benefits that you want people to have? In the fight over health insurance coverage, Cato's Michael Cannon has found a parallel between those members of the Church of Universal Coverage and petty vandals.
During the Occupy Oakland protests, a photojournalist for the Associated Press captured an image of some graffiti that one of the protesters had put on a Kaiser Permanente building. As you know, Kaiser Permanente is a health plan that's present in mostly on the West Coast. And what this vandal had written on the offices of Kaiser Permanente in spray paint were the words, in all caps, "free healthcare for everybody." And I tried to read the article that accompanied this photo in the Washington Post, but I had a hard time doing it because it occurred to me that that photo really encapsulates the ethos of what I like to call the Church of Universal Coverage. This is that movement that has been present in American politics and really around the world for at least 100 years to create a government guarantee of access to healthcare for everybody. And the reason for that is this. You know, the person who left that graffiti wanted to send a signal about how much he cares about other people. I mean, he wants to provide health care to everybody. He also was willing to spend resources sending that signal. He spent resources by purchasing the spray paint. I assume he purchased it. He also used his time spray painting this on other people's property. And he probably thought, you know, he probably felt better about himself for having sent that signal about the importance of providing health care for other people. Unfortunately, what this guy also did, I mean, the resources that he spent on that spray can, that can of spray paint, are resources that he could not put toward purchasing health insurance for himself. They are resources that could not be used to purchase, say, a flu shot for a low-income senior citizen. And in fact, so he was actually diverting resources away from healthcare, and he was also forcing Kaiser Permanente to divert resources away from healing the sick because now they have to go out and they have to get a pressure washer, they have to hire someone to clean all of this spray paint off of their building. And that's money that could have been used to provide medical care for somebody. And it just occurred to me that really captures the ethos of this push for a government guarantee of access to healthcare for everybody. The people who want that government guarantee, what I call the Church of Universal Coverage, they spend resources to campaign for that guarantee. They lobby Congress. They make contributions to candidates. They buy advertisements on television. They hold demonstrations. And whereas you and I, who don't want to see that government guarantee, would not have to spend any resources if there were no one agitating for it. We wouldn't have to spend any resources defending our freedom from that guarantee. Because they're doing it, we have to expend resources on that. Not only that, and actually more important than that, is that when the government gets involved in guaranteeing healthcare to people, that encourages lots more people to bend that government guarantee toward their own selfish ends. And here I'm talking about drug companies, I'm talking about health insurance companies, physicians, medical device manufacturers, hospitals, and so forth. They all have a huge incentive to lobby their members of Congress to make contributions to political campaigns in order to make sure that that government involvement in healthcare benefits them. So there's a tremendous expenditure of resources there. In fact, the healthcare sector of the economy has led all other sectors of the economy in lobbying, in expenditures on lobbying for decades. I think over the past 10 years, it's been something like $4 billion that they've spent lobbying just Congress. And that doesn't include political contributions. It doesn't include all sorts of other resources they're spending. And then the taxes that are required to effectuate that government guarantee that's warped to serve all of these private interests, those taxes actually reduce economic productivity. They reduce economic productivity among the people who are taxed because they have less of an incentive to work. They reduce economic productivity by the people who receive the government subsidies that those taxes finance because those people don't have to work for their health care. or don't have to work as hard as they used to. So there's all this all these resources that are being spent on this campaign or on this fight over a government guarantee of access to healthcare that's not being spent on healthcare. And in the process, that government guarantee actually ends up reducing purchasing power among both taxpayers and people at all points on the income scale, because it discourages work. And it also blocks the market's ability to discover cost-saving innovations, ways of providing better healthcare to people at a lower cost, so that we're bringing healthcare within reach of more and more low-income people all the time. So we're constantly making healthcare affordable today to people who couldn't afford it yesterday. So the more I thought about it, the more I realized I couldn't see a difference between the vandal who wrote "Free Healthcare for Everybody" on Kaiser Permanente's building, and the Church of Universal Coverage. This century-long campaign to have the government so deeply involved in healthcare that it's guaranteeing access to care to everybody, because both of those activities not only trample the rights of all Americans, but actually, in both cases, you have people expending resources in a way that undermines their ultimate goal, which is healthcare for everybody. Now, that's assuming, of course, that it is their ultimate goal. It could be that their ultimate goal is just to send a signal about how compassionate and caring they are, and to do something that makes them feel good about themselves. From that perspective, both what that vandal did to Kaiser Permanente and what the Church of Universal Coverage is doing make perfect sense.
Michael Cannon is director of the Cato Institute's Health Policy Studies. You can read more of his work at cato.org.